Right, good morning. Welcome to the pre-bid for the June 14th bid opening. I have a few comments to make before I begin. Please turn off your cell phones and don't forget to sign the attendance sheet. Also, please include the JP County letting date and call order in all your correspondence with Office Engineer Division. The Civil Rights Division DB program now has a DB certified directory that's available on our website for you to use. The sample proposal plans, geotech reports, and design files and revisions to these are available on ODOT's website. And all bids for projects requiring pre-qualification must be submitted via Bid Express. And the only exception on this letting is for call order 780, which is our right-of-way project. And any firm bidding a project as a joint venture must complete the request for joint venture form, which is posted on ODOT's website. The order form included in the short and long form must be used to order the plans and proposals, and only written orders will be accepted. Again, all revisions, including estimate revisions, must be in by noon Tuesday, and there will be no pay item changes after this deadline. All right, let me get to my notes. The first project is call order 710, and on this project, we are revising the plans and the pay items. And there was several questions on this project. First question, on Bridge F, for the new bearing devices that are to be installed, per design one side of each bearing, the anchor bolt does not have enough clearance under the existing diaphragm to drill holes and to install a new bolt. There is only 15 inches and the new bolt is 20 inches. This needs to be adjusted to clear the diaphragm. Please revise. And the response to this is none of the new anchor bolts are under the existing diaphragms. We will revise sheets 18 and 19 to clarify this. Question two, on bridges A and B, will the department add a traffic control plan for work on a county road like sheet T4 that is for bridges C and D? And the response to this is that we will add bridge A and B to the title block of sheet number T4. And the final question, on bridges C and D, sheet T4, the traffic control plan does not show flaggers. Is this correct? And the response to this is that we will add a flagger pay item and associated notes to sheet number AT01 and add a flagger detail to sheet T4. Okay, the next project is call order 715 in Cleveland County. And on this project, we are revising the plans. There were several questions. First question, what is the finish of the sidewalk that doesn't receive the sandblast etching? And the response to this is that it shall be broom finish or match Oklahoma DOT standard finish for bridge sidewalk. And the second question, does the surface of the etched areas, text, graphics, etc., receive a stain after etching? And the response to this is that yes, the surface of the etched areas will receive a stain after etching. The stain color shall be federal ID number 20318, and this will require revision to the plans. Question three, from sheet B47, is the area of the sidewalk which doesn't receive the green accent WF2, plain gray concrete? And the answer to that is yes, these areas will remain plain gray concrete. Question four, we have a concern that the trolley car stencils are not going to read very well. It appears to be a gray concrete with a sandblast finish to define the cars. This is also a concern where the etching is done on plain gray concrete. Will the owner consider the following method as an approved equal? Finish the surface of the sidewalk with Bowmanite Sandscape refined or approved equal. The Bowmanite Sandscape finish will create an even finish, which will highlight the etched areas. Apply two colors of reactive acid stain to the sidewalk in the design shown on the plans, followed by sandblasting or etching through the stain in accordance with the template designs shown on the plans, and then complete the sidewalk by applying the sealer. This system will create a low maintenance finish, which should read as designed. And the response to this is, unless the engineer and the city recommend differently, CDR does not feel the suggested method is preferred or necessary. And there were some images which were attached to this response. So that's the response. Question number five. Will the general contractor be responsible for cleaning and maintenance of the aesthetic areas once the project is completed? We are concerned that the etched area will fill with dust and debris, causing the appearance to become unacceptable. And the response to this is that CDR would defer the answer to the City of Moore and ODOT for future cleaning and maintenance service from the general contractor. Is there anyone from the City of Moore? The question was, will the general contractor be responsible for cleaning and maintenance of the aesthetic areas once the project is completed? We are concerned that the etched area will fill with dust and debris, causing the appearance to become unacceptable. Then there was another set of questions, and the first question is, a note was added that there is approximately 45,000 cubic yards of material brought in for additional fill. Will the borrow quantity stated in the proposal be adjusted? And the answer to that is no. Second question, will the 45,000 cubic yards of material provided by the City of Moore need to be moved and recompacted? And the answer is yes. And if so, how will this be paid for? And the response to that is it will be paid for with unclassified borrow. The next question is, can you provide the design number used for the Class C concrete? And the response to that is a plan revision on the summary sheets will be provided to include the design number for the paved ditch. Question three, for the decorative concrete sidewalk, will the stencils be provided by the project agency? If not, is there an approved source and will AutoCAD drawings be provided for the stencils? And the response to that is the AutoCAD or Vectorline drawings will be provided to the awarded contractor by the aesthetic design firm CDR through the project agency. Question four, what type of material is the stencil patterns made of? And the response to that is that they will be stainless steel or approved equal for multiple use. All right. Question five. In the quality assurance section of the special provisions for concrete finishing abrasive blasting, there is a requirement for a qualified journeyman holding a provincial tradesman qualified certificate of proficiency. Is this to be enforced, or will local proven aesthetic contractors be allowed to do the work? And the response to this is the abrasive blasting specialist shall be using the technique to imprint or engrave the artworks on the designated concrete sidewalk area and is not doing the surface cleaning. Therefore, the specialist is not required to have such a certificate, but must have successful past history of doing such works, artistic sandblast engravings on concrete surface, and provide sample of past work upon request. The next project is a call order. Sure. Yes.
Yes. We'll check the special provision. It's usually in there, special provisions. I just need to take a quick look at them.
Okay. Next project is call order 730 in Haskell County. And on this one, we are revising the plans and the pay items. Next project is call order 772 in Seminole County. We're also revising the plans and the pay items on this project. And there was a question. When this job came up in April, we noticed problems with the drilled shaft steel in that it had the column steel to be installed when the drill shafts are poured. These are extremely long cages of steel without this additional amount. Is it possible to shorten these bars for more practical drill shaft pouring? Otherwise, you are not doing just an 85-foot drill shaft, but you are having to have a trimming or pump truck stick it up in the air, in the worst case, 24-foot. And the response to this is that the plans will be revised to add dowel bars, and in addition, a 4-inch clear cover will be used on the columns. The next project is call order 790 in Tulsa County. And on this project, we are adding an incentive, disincentive special provision. We are also adding a smoothness specification for both roadway and bridge. And we are also adding a smart work zone special provision on the project. Next project is call order 810. And on this project, we are revising the plans and the pay item. And we are also adding an incentive, disincentive special provision. And the last project is call order 820 in Ouachita County. And on this project, we are also adding an incentive, disincentive special provision. And unless there are any other questions, that's the end of my notes. 7:15, okay.
The deliverables and schedules are addressed, so just review your special revisions. And also I need to get with the designers and or the city of Moore to make sure that we have the right special provision or add a special provision to coordinate the portion of the phasing with the, to make sure the contractor finishes a portion of 34th Street in the area where the hospital is coming in. I didn't notice that special provision in there yet. So we're going to add a special provision between now and Tuesday, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you for attending and have a good weekend.
Thank you.